and gentlemen, this is...
Do You Speak English Special Comfort Stand at Label.
Comfort Stand.
Comfort Stand.
Comfort Stand.
This is part two.
Monty, would you turn on the radio, please?
Yes, Mrs. Grossman. Oh, turn that off. I'm sick of it. Okay, Mrs. Grossman. Oh, that's better. Hey, Mrs. Grossman, look out for that cat crossing the street. What? Oh, well. Monty, turn off that radio.
Yes, Mrs. Grossman.
What happened?
Well, Mrs. Grossman, I think we ran out of gas.
Well, I better check the tank.
Here it is.
I can't see anything. Can you, Monty? I better light a match.
Mrs. Grossman!
Oh, shut up! Well, there. That's better. Oh, there's still some gas.
Excuse me. This appears to be a campaign of bicycle rage.
The police knew that they had to have headlines in the morning that said hundreds of people arrested. And so they blocked off an intersection, didn't let people pass, asked them to disperse, blocked off the other end of the block so that they couldn't turn around and leave, and then hauled them all into the police vans.
The reality is that if they try to crack down, they're going to escalate things. If they do nothing, they're going to escalate things.
This appears to be a campaign of bicycle rage. Again, the question remains, what are the goals?
The behavior of as Mayor Brown put it, a few hooligans and provocateurs doesn't represent the cycling community. A lot of the critical mass people are in the car.
And the problem is, I'm not sure that you can come up with a solution that's good for both sides.
There are other ways to accomplish this than staging a bicycle demonstration on the edge of peak commuter hours in the most busiest section of the city. That's counterproductive and antagonistic.
We want to get activated. We want to get mobilized as Christians. I mean, instead of just standing here and wringing our hands over a problem like this, friends, what can we do?
A lot of the critical mass people are in the car.
That conduct that critical mass has developed into is not the way to accomplish.
What would be a way?
We're talking about something very deep, something cultural, something organic. It's more like sort of a kind of a skewed romanticism, if anything else. But what they were talking to is something real that has nothing to do with fascism per se, and that we need to, you know, sort of ponder that and respect that. And I think we also need to be careful not to sort of lump it all together.
A lot of the critical mass people are in the car.
It's more like sort of a kind of a skewed romanticism.
This appears to be a campaign of bicycle rage.
And I think that we're going to have to live through the violence. I don't think that there is an answer.
Bicycle
fascism.
Bicycle
romanticism.
What are the goals?
We're going to have to live through the violence. We're going to have to live through the violence.
I wanna be.
I remember that my parents took me to a mountain.
Beat, man. I'm so full of cake. If I eat any more cake, I'll have to vomit first. Sometimes I'll eat 2 or 3 cakes in a single day. I love cake. I can't be any clearer than that. I love cake. I'll eat every cake in New York City. I can't even go into bakeries anymore because I'll eat all the cake. I'll say, "Where's the cake? Give me the cake. Get the cake." And they say, "We know how very much you love cake, and we know very rarely have the money for any of our cake. So get out of here, because you can't afford our cake."
"We know how very much you love cake, and we know that you rarely have the money for any of our cake. So get out of here, because you can't afford our cake. But we know how much you love cake, so get out of here. You can't afford the cake. I'll punch somebody in the head for some cake. Give me all your cake. I love cake. Give me the cake now. I love it. I love cake. Give me your cake."
"I'll punch somebody in the head for some cake. Give me all your cake. I love cake.
Give me all your cake.
Give me the cake now. I love it. I love cake.
I love cake.
Give me your cake.
Give me the cake now.
I'll punch somebody in the head for some cake.
I love it. I love cake. Give me a
Comfort Stand Net Label.
Comfort Stand.
Comfort Stand.
Comfort Stand.
She says, "Dale, I would touch nothing in here." I know I've had her before there. She's real good there. She don't bother nothing. She just waits. When you get ready to go, go there. I said there. But goodbye there. I said, when you do, I left the money there, got there, board there to pay it. But I said, just take off there. When you want to go, just leave there.
Don't pay your phone bill with my money."
No, there. She's that type of lady there. So she's waiting. She's there. But this gal wouldn't take nothing there. She's older than I am.
Oh, really?
She's 77.
Oh. Hey, you might get a little,
No.
We'll be right back. Was Do You Speak English?
Special Comfort Stand net label. Comfort Stand.
Comfort Stand.
I hope you enjoy it.